The Climate Solutions Caucus in the U.S. House is a group of more than 60 Democrats and Republicans who want to address climate change. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Last fall, Congressman Jack Bergman announced he was joining the caucus. He's a Republican who represents Northern Michigan's 1st District. David Castleman reports a group of Traverse City high schoolers helped convince Bergman to join the caucus.
I'm Elliot Smith, and I'm a student at Central High School.
I'm Delaney Jorgensen, another senior at Traverse City Central High School.
Smith and Jorgensen are two friends passionate about protecting the environment. Smith says he's been thinking about these issues for a long time.
When I look back on this period, I want to know that I did everything I could have.
He helped start an environmental advocacy club at Traverse City Central last school year, and he recruited his friend Delaney Jorgensen to join. Jorgensen says, unlike Smith, she hadn't thought much about climate change before then.
I kind of grew up in another world, not really thinking about it too much because I lived surrounded by beautiful nature and I didn't really even think about the fact that it might be in danger.
In June, the students went to a conference in Washington, D.C., held by the Citizens Climate Lobby. Jorgensen says they chose sessions at the conference to learn how lobbying works and then how to use those skills in the real world on real-life members of Congress.
We decided which ones we thought would be the best for our meeting with Representative Bergman, because that was the most important meeting to us.
The students' goal was to convince Bergman to join the Climate Solutions Caucus. Supporters say the caucus is a hopeful sign that bipartisan action on climate change is possible. But others doubt that and say it's giving cover to Republicans who don't actually support real action on climate change. Bergman does not dispute that the climate is changing, but he did support President Trump taking the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. But Elliot Smith says the students felt like they had an opportunity to sway Bergman to join the caucus because of Bergman's enthusiasm for the outdoors.
We knew that there was the potential there for him to shift on climate change.
At the beginning of the meeting, the congressman told the group he could meet with them for half an hour. The plan was for Delaney Jorgensen to tell a story about her great-grandfather, a man similar in many ways to Bergman. It was a story about how her great-grandfather had seen the natural world change around him for the worse.
I drew that story out as long as I could because we had the 30 minutes. I was giving as much detail as possible about, you know, the little pond where he used to fish that dried up and every single element that I thought would emotionally convince him to act.
Jorgensen says the tone of the meeting shifted after she told the story. Bergman became quieter and seemed more serious.
Pretty quickly after Delaney told that story, another person who came with us just piped up and said, "Will you join the House Bipartisan Climate Solutions Caucus?"
And Bergman said yes.
What stood out is their passion, their level of detail, their organizational skills.
That's Congressman Jack Bergman. Bergman says he'd already been considering joining the caucus, but the students convinced him. He says Delaney Jorgensen's story about her great-grandfather and about the pond he used to fish in that dried up connected with him.
I caught my first fish in the Black River outside of Ironwood with my uncle. And where I live now, about 50 miles east of that, all of my grandkids have caught their first fish, literally right off of our dock. It kind of struck a nerve for me as a little kid and also for me as a grandfather.
As for the caucus, Bergman honored his pledge last September when he officially joined the group. For the Environment Report, I'm David Castleman.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.